Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to talk to a guy. Of course, a lot of us have been friends with Ron Gardenhire for years. If not, if you haven't met him, you have been anyway, because I think everybody here still loves Gardy a lot. And Gardy, I appreciate your time. Good morning to you.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Just speaking of veterans, of course, you had military in your life.
Yeah, my father was in for quite a while, plus 20 years, and I remember my first days growing up on a military base out in California in Fort Ord, and pretty cool watching him in his uniform and serving the country. So, you know, special place. His brothers all did the same thing. And, you know, special day. This is a special day for me because I think, you know, watching everybody, you know, honor, you know, all the people that have served this country is really special.
Hey, Gardy, today one of your favorites, Joe Maurer, calls it a career. I just wanted to get your thoughts on him.
Well, you know, one of the classiest guys I've ever been around in the game, you know, always had time for everybody, made everybody feel good. And that's not even talking about how great of a baseball player he was, a catcher, the whole package. So, you know, you're blessed as a manager to be able to, you know, have these relationships with players like this and get the chance to manage these guys. And I was lucky. He came in at the right time when I was managing and, you know, carried our ball club for a long time. But more than anything else, it's about him, his family, and everything else, how classy and good they are in this community. So it's been, you know, special watching him. He killed me even last year in Detroit. Again, we couldn't get him out. So, you know what? I cussed him from this dugout and wondered why in the heck I'm pitching to him. But you know what? I just think what a career and, you know, what a nice young man and family he's got.
Oh, boy, yeah, they're very devoted to it, as you are to yours as well. How does he rank there among baseball players, Gardy?
Well, he's as good as hitter as I've seen in a long, long time. You know, everybody talks about, well, he didn't hit a lot of home runs and all those things. The guy can just hit. He could flat out hit. And you know what, I just think that swing never changed. I think one year, I can't remember what year it was, where he hit 20-something home runs, he stretched out a little bit. But he just never really got out of, you know, what he did best, and that's just put the barrel on the ball, a great eye at the plate. You know, and then, you know, the catching part, people don't look at that. To be a great hitter, going through taking a beating like he did every day, unbelievable. And, you know, for the size, he's a big guy. It's just an amazing career and one of the best players you'll ever see come out of this area.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I remember walking into your office one day, you know, of course, uninvited, but as I always did, I'd show up once in a while. But you were just, I just came to see you after you'd seen Maurer, and you said, man, this kid's body is beat up. But he was out there playing again the next day.
Oh, yeah, and that's what he did. That's what catchers do. They're grinders and tough guys and you know, take those foul balls off your shoulder tips, and people don't realize guy throws the ball 95 miles an hour, and a guy foul tips it, and then it drills him. And even though you've got that gear on, it doesn't always catch, you know, most of that gear. It catches you pretty good, but they just keep grinding away. So tough guys, and like I said, the amazing part of it is that for him to still be able to walk up to the plate and take his swings and be able to run for as long as he has, it is just incredible.
Hey, on a personal note, how you doing in Detroit? How did year one go?
Well, we had, you know what, good people. I'll tell you that. Al is fantastic. Or Alex Avila, he's our general manager. He's fantastic, and his staff. We know what we're in for. We're, you know, kind of rebuilding this thing. And last year was the first stage. We lost 98 games, and it didn't feel like it. Our team played really hard. Those kids really got after it really well. And, you know, we lost Cabrera, a really big one early. Victor Martinez, got to watch him go out, you know, end his career. So there was a lot of good things that happened. And it's a really fun place, a great baseball town like Minnesota, history, the whole package. So it was special. Had a few of my coaches with me, which was important. And you know what? We're going to probably do the same thing next year. It's a rebuild. We're going to get younger and move some people. But, you know, it's baseball, and love being in the clubhouse.
Well, people still love having you back home, too. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Oh, I miss Minnesota. I, you know, this is is my home. One of them, Fort Myers, too, because of Minnesota Twins, moved down there, too. And, you know, so it's special here. Always has been special. I've got tons of friends here. I love being in this area. And but I also like the warm down in Fort Myers. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, yeah. But I love it here and always have and always will.
Yeah, it's going to be 9 above tonight. I can understand.
Yeah.
Hey, Gardy, always great to hear your voice. Thanks for taking or answering our phone call this morning.
No, it's my pleasure, and it's always nice to talk to you guys. I'm so happy that CCO is back with the Twins. It just doesn't get any better.
Yeah, thanks, Ron, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon, I hope.
You got it. All right, we'll talk to you.
There is the Detroit Tiger manager, Ron Gardner, talking about Joe Mauer this morning. Of course, at 11 o'clock, big press conference. We'll carry it live right here on WCCO. What a good guy, Susan.
What a great guy.
Yeah, my brother, one of my brothers who's, I would say, a semi-sports fan at best, but he always loved the Twins and always loved Gardy.
Absolutely.
And he served in Vietnam, Purple Heart guy, and so Gardy one day met him and then spent, I bet you, just before ball game, spent 20 minutes to a half hour with him.
Seriously?
Kicked everybody out of the office, and all he wanted to talk to was my brother Rick. It was, that's just the kind of guy he is. He did stuff like that away from the field all the time. Just a quality human being. So it's great to hear him this morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.